After you listen to this podcast, you should check us out on our Facebook page and then let us know what you think of our Facebook page. It's social media. That's how this works. It's interaction. That's why I'm telling you about it. But if you're a fan of our podcast, our Facebook does have all the news and all the information that doesn't make it onto the show. So if you want to keep up with all things toys and games and board games, video games, all kinds of games, except Hunger Games. We don't really talk about that. But anyways, check out our Facebook.
Now it's going to be canned.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
You don't do that?
No.
You don't do that.
Strictly out of oblivion.
Do it now.
Do it again, Paul. It was great.
Do it. Do it now.
Do it.
Do it. Do it now. Do the comics.
I like it. That is how it should have started. You're right. Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scales. Check out our Facebook. Email me shit. We're going to get a P.O. box. You can send us disgusting, vile things.
It's going to happen.
We should
do it.
I don't know if this is an episode or a mini-sode or whatever the fuck-sode. We're just kind of winging it.
It's a sode.
Sode number one. Still with us is Mr. Paul Porch. How are you, sir?
Doing well.
It's doing well.
We don't give out last names around here.
Oh, no, it's fine. I'm okay with that. I'll sign papers.
We own him now.
That's true.
How that works?
That's true. Well, because now you're going to have tons of fans
stalking
you.
We're not
going to
say you at all. You're not here.
And I am Paul Porch. No, there's only one.
Thank God for that, right? Ryan Young, you're still here.
Great.
You said Ryan Young
fine.
Tells jokes?
I know, it's fine. It's on my website. Yeah.
It's fine. If you look me up on the internet anyway, a motocross guy comes up, so it doesn't matter.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Did you ever motocross?
No.
Do you want to talk about your motocross days?
I do, actually. Bikes are great.
Two wheels. Real
Two
sturdy.
Wheels.
That's fantastic.
I like a nice lubed chain.
Yeah. Now you're talking my language.
The lubed chain.
Oh, jeez.
It's a great superhero.
Oh,
God. Oh, no.
The Luke chain.
We're all thinking about it. Like, what's
we are.
Yeah. What is that? What does that even look like?
What is that
exactly? Tell me what your version of the Luke chain looks like. Because I see, like, a yellow cave with, like, the fucking Doctor Strange backing behind the head. But, like, a gold chain around the waist just dripping with lube. Probably no shirt. Lots of chest hair.
So it's definitely a person. Then?
It's a person.
Okay, sure.
Yeah,
I'm thinking Lobo ethnic. Style. I see a Lobo style person.
Lobo style.
Person? Yeah.
Some weird ethnicity though.
See,
an uncommon ethnicity, I think.
Cantonese.
Sure, that's perfect. All
right, yeah, that's where.
That's just there you go. I was actually picturing, you know, like the humanoid version of like the film, like you know. Movie film,
okay.
Like that, like a chain, but with like arms and legs. But it's actually like a bike chain that's all like lubed up,
like around, wrapped around,
not wrapped
around,
yeah, like locked it like a circle, you know. I don't know how it stays up, it's probably some Doctor Strange power.
Sure,
or
he's
something.
Got a,
it's probably his sidekick.
It's a sidekick.
Maybe that I would care about Doctor Strange.
Let me check this book. Oh, yeah, look at that. I can
lubed
do...
chain, page 47, paragraph 3.
Let me get those ingredients together.
The lubed
chain. All right. So what are we doing?
We're going to talk about these books.
Oh.
Got a bunch of books. Tell me about some books, Leander.
Is that what we're just going to jump right into it?
Fuck yeah, we are.
Oh, man. I don't even...
Start fucking podcast.
Whoa.
Sorry, that came from way back.
It really did. So first, we'll get into Hulk versus Iron Man.
Hulk versus Iron Man.
Number
the
two.
Original Sin. Now go easy. He hasn't read Original Sin yet.
It's fine. I know.
Oh, that's
I
right. That's right. No. But this is pretty important. I can't tell you everything. So the Hulk versus Iron Man is phenomenal. I'm really hooked on it, and I thought it was gonna be campy and stupid, and it's continually been amazing every single issue for me personally. The evolution of Tony Stark's and Bruce Banner's friendship from like college days, it's not college days really, it was after college and they both graduated, and so basically it's like their first job, they met each other there. Anyways, Tony Stark is fucked. He is just fucked left and right, left and right, left and right, mentally, physically, everything. He's just like, He's not sure if he did it, because he was in an alcoholic rage when he was messing with the gamma bomb stuff, so he doesn't remember if he actually did it. So he's using tech that he has to basically, he goes to the origin of where it happened, where he would have messed with the gamma bomb, and he's like using some kind of like technology to kind of like help him restructure his memories or whatever. And every time he does it, he's like, "Fuck, I did it every single time, I did it." And like, so now at the end of this third issue, he's confirmed again he did it. He thinks he's did it. And then something happens to his suit because Hulk punches the hell out of him. And his suit's messing up, so he keeps replaying that same footage over and over again in his suit. But then the footage continues further. And he's like, "Fuck, I did something even worse to Bruce." And he like starts crying. You see him crying in his suit. Cause he's like, "Fuck, I did something even worse. I don't know what he did. Was I don't know if he like has... I thought maybe he had sex with Betty or something. Yeah, I don't know what he did.
I thought maybe he gave him those purple pants."
"These are for you."
The way he's like, "I'm so sorry, Bruce. It could have been the purple pants." Anyways, that's what he looks like at the end of his... he's like, "Oh my God, I did even more than what I thought I did."
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so he's messed up in the brain right now. So I actually feel bad for Tony Stark. For the first time in a very long time. Wade.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, there you go.
There you go.
There it is. Gold. Mark Wade.
Gold.
That's all you needed to say.
Yeah, oh, all right. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. Mark Wade's great. Do you read Daredevil?
Leander doesn't know
I don't know a
writers.
Single person.
He doesn't pay attention
Not
to
Not a single person.
So he's like, "This X-Men's been really good." I'm like, "It's Brian Wood." He's like, "What does that
yeah,
mean?"
Yeah, I don't know. It's been really
Brian
good.
Yeah, I don't know that kind of stuff either.
Yeah.
It's all right. We let you know.
Oh, appreciate it.
You're like, "I'm not reading that. Is it good? Who's writing it?" You're fine.
Yeah.
I'll do one more since I have a lot more than you do.
Sure.
This is Ben Leander reads his poem.
Let's talk X-Men. I love X-Men.
Yeah, let's get into
sure.
it. So,
yeah.
Uncanny
Great.
X-Men.
Didn't you already do this one?
Yeah, so not that one. So, I don't have it with me. It's in my room.
He reviewed it differently the second time.
I might not be caught up then.
So,
that's the last one that I read.
Alright, so Uncanny X-Men number 24, which is not the one that's in front of me right now. Amazing! Or actually, no, it's not Uncanny X-Men. It's,
Regular X-Men.
Oh, regular X-Men?
Adjectives? No, it is Uncanny X-Men. Too many all right, X-Men. All right.
Amazing.
Uncanny
this is
X-Men.
The one with Cyclops, right?
Uncanny X-Men
man,
number 24.
I
am I allowed?
Today. I just got it today.
Am I allowed to say the secret? The secret? Yeah, this is the big secret.
I gotta go out of the room.
Yeah, this is huge. Like, big. I have no door on that, so I don't know where you went. And so... Professor X...
He stuck his head in the oven.
Professor X is married... And so that's part of the will, and he's married to Mystique.
What?
Yeah. You can come back now.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
Doctor
it's huge.
Strange did what?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a reason his hands don't work.
Holy shit.
Piano tricks.
And
the whole fist?
And the funny thing is, the part I like
what?
The most, I know, the part I like the most is that Emma Frost like goes back to Xavier's school with Scott. To help him with the news of, like, going through the will or whatever, she busts out laughing when that happens. She's like, "Ah, that's so funny. He would do that, marry that, you know, do stuff along those lines."
Oh, man. I can't wait to read it now.
It is so good.
You know what? Like, today, I had time to read one book, and I picked Hawkeye over that.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah.
Man, you picked the wrong one in the shitter. The wrong one in the shitter.
I didn't know I was going to have to be reviewing comics later, or else I would have...
Yeah, well, but I gotta say this one thing without saying that thing, which is a sure. thing I can say because you're not gonna get it until
yeah,
you read it.
Things,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the thing.
So when they found out that he was married, they were all like that. Emma Frost was like busting out laughing when she found out who he was married to. It was the best scene of Emma in a while. It was really good.
Was he married to She-Hulk?
That would have been good. That would have been good. Also, She-Hulk, for some reason, was oblivious that. Uncanny X-Men or X-Men versus Avengers happened at all. Like,
really?
She was completely oblivious.
Yeah, I'm
she
sure.
Because she was like, "Oh, Scott Summers killed Professor X? I didn't know that. How did you not know that? That was a big part."
Yeah, and it's like the whole reason why he's like a fugitive from
right.
justice.
Yes,
right? You'd
yes,
think that she would have got
as
the
a lawyer,
Avengers
as
bulletin.
A lawyer.
Yeah,
even.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's totally out of the loop. So... X-Men right now is gold.
It's gold. Yep,
anything uncanny or regular or not.
Yep, all new. All new, uncanny,
whatever you
want to
do.
All good.
Have a good time
all
with
good.
It.
So, I'm enjoying the X-Men. I've always enjoyed the X-Men.
Yeah.
But I'm enjoying the X-Men.
Something happened recently and they've kicked butt right now. So, anyways.
Who's writing it?
Yeah, but I
don't know who's writing this one.
Bendis.
Oh, Bendis.
I think Bendis is a better X-writer than he is a Avengers writer. When he was writing Avengers,
I liked his new Avengers.
His Avengers was good until it wasn't. If that makes any sense,
towards the end,
because like when he started it, like the Avengers were all like, you know, like we have to fight Galactus and be all cosmic, and then he was just like, what if they were like, just like chilling around a dinner table, like, you know, like just talking about their DVD collection, and then everyone was like, what a revelation! That's great because they're not just fighting Galactus, and then like. By, like, year 8, you're just like, are they still sitting around the dining room table talking about their DVD collection? Like, fight Galactus already! But that kind of stuff is more suited for X-Men, like, smaller, quiet beats.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's much better. Like, the Avengers is supposed to be Hickman, like, you know, like, it's the future and it's coming back to the past and the worlds are colliding and Galactus is eating us and, like, you know, and, like,
Hickman
there's no way out. Like, right, like, that's what Avengers needed.
Right.
Like, it needed the break that Bendis gave it, but then I feel like his welcome was extended too long on Avengers.
Yeah, that ran, like, 60 issues or something.
Insane. Like,
it was really good at first. You're like, what is this team?
Exactly. Yeah. Again, he shook up the
Spider-Man's on the team? Fine.
Right. He shook up the team. It was brilliant until it just went too long.
Too long.
They should have cut him first, but his X-Books are killing
it. I liked his Moon Knight. You liked his Moon Knight, although he did something you hated in that.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to talk about that. Knight. That's like your original sin. So let's not talk about that.
Good. I'll take that.
The only thing I'll add here's my. This is the only thing I'm going to add because you don't like to do like predictions and stuff. In the Uncanny X-Men one, I think, and you guys know what I'm talking about. He doesn't. That his wife is in the room. So
it'll be interesting.
Because there was a time when something happened and someone just happened to be around, and I'm like, oh, you're randomly back now. Okay, sure. So, anyways, that's what I think's going on.
Or is that a misdirection?
Maybe it could be.
I gotta read that issue tomorrow.
Talk about Hawkeye, since I found out you read that.
Go. Amazing. Completely amazing. Sign language issue.
Sign language issue?
Yeah, all in sign... Well, not all in sign language. You know, due to events of the previous issue, he's temporarily locked. It's gonna be temporary, but, like, they play it off like, maybe it won't be, but, come on, you can't have Hawkeye be deaf forever. That would just be weird.
Right.
Then he moves in with an apartment in San Francisco with Daredevil.
He could have married Echo.
She's
dead.
She's dead. Bendis, I'm sorry. Bendis did it. He made Echo awesome and then killed her.
It's just very well... It's very well done. Like, you don't... You feel a little disoriented because obviously I don't know sign language, but like due to like, you know, like you'll see like a piece of paper or like, you know, if two characters can talk, you'll hear some of them, but some of the bubbles, if Clint is in the room, the bubbles are blank because he can't hear them. But like, but then like if he goes out of the room, you'll catch part of the conversation. So you got to kind of like piece it together yourself. And like, I was actually contemplating Googling American sign language because they have like the hand signals and like, you know,
do they have the app thing for you to put it over to understand what it means?
I didn't check that.
Oh, that would be cool.
But
Marvel's pretty awesome with that.
Yeah, with that AR thing or whatever it
is. Yeah,
that
is amazing.
It's very well done. Like Hawkeye, I'm sad that it's ending in
it'll be back
in like, you know, 3 issues, cuz that book knocks it out of the park every time. Every time.
One of Fraction's better easily.
Yeah. Yep. Killing it.
Very cool. Well, I will start with my original sin. The Thor and Loki stuff. I don't know if you care about these secrets.
I don't.
All right. So, basically, this is original sin 5.1 and 5.2, and what they're talking about, the big reveal of a secret for Thor, is that he has a sister, which is going to be Angela.
Yeah, I actually
which
knew that.
Was in Spawn, and now she's a Marvel character and all that hubbub. Anyways, one of the greatest things about this is when they talk about the past, there's always been 9 realms, and what Marvel did is, nope, there's a 10th realm, it's where Angela's from, it's all these angels, but it's not like heaven, because all the angels are kind of pricks, and
you find out that Odin and their mother, when Angela was a baby, one of the angels, like, Odin had an affair.
Okay.
And she's half Asgardian, half not.
Okay.
Half angel or whatever. And the one of the angels, when they were invading, they were at war with Asgard, they invaded, they took the baby and slit its throat in front of them. So they're like, oh, you don't... So Thor's like, I have a sister. He's like, no, they killed your sister. That's why we don't talk about it. And he's like, no, I know she's alive, blah, 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 all of that. So that's the big thing with this book. It was really well done. Jason Aaron. So there you go.
Is it just two issues?
No, this is actually going to be, I think, five.
Okay.
So it'll go up to 5.5. But this was really good. The reveal of a tenth realm, that the angels are kind of dicks.
Oh, yeah.
And that, you know... Yes, they didn't tell them that they had a sister, but they kind of thought she was dead. And then, by the end of issue two, Angela actually abandons the Guardians of the Galaxy, who she's off with, and goes and confronts Loki and Thor in the Tenth Realm. It's pretty cool. Loki's trying to, like, weasel his way out of things and be Loki. Thor's trying to smash everything that moves.
Yeah.
She shows up, and they're all like, oh, shit, it's her. She's back. The one without the wings. And she's about to, like, beat the fuck out of them.
Yeah, you can tell.
Which I thought is fantastic.
Nice.
So this book is really good. Jason Aaron is amazing. It's another one of them names that's usually safe.
Yep.
So there you go.
Except I don't like his X book.
No.
Not like Wolverine and the X-Men.
No, I hate it. No. I canceled it. I canceled it.
Yeah.
I'm done with it.
Yeah, did not. But no.
I don't like the concept of it, though.
Yeah, exactly. Normally I do enjoy Jason Aaron.
And we've talked a lot about him with him doing...
I couldn't think of his name. So yeah,
with him doing Original Sin and Southern Bastards. Lou had talked about Southern Bastards before. What else you got, guy?
I'm up. All right. I had to go get my actuals. Like, I couldn't remember what I actually brought today.
You're ripping covers off a book,
sir. Let's not talk about that. I'm really upset. All right. God. Uncanny Avengers. I've stuck with it, and I'm so happy
That's
for it.
Remender. It's a great book.
I am there so happy with it.
Wait. Before you get into that.
Yes.
Have you read Uncanny X-Force?
Give me a second. With Amiro?
No.
No.
No, it's Wolverine, Deadpool, Psylocke.
Right, that was the old team, but now the new team.
Right,
is,
yeah, this is from like a couple years, like, you know, three years ago.
I read like an N issue
because he wrote it, and a lot of the ideas in this book are like the ideas that he had planned for that book. Then when they took it away from him and gave him this book and gave, you know, other people X-Force, he was just like, oh, let me try to incorporate these ideas.
So
if you like this, if you go back. And, like, the Apocalypse Twins and all that. Mm-hmm. Like, all that stuff starts in Uncanny X-Force. Like,
right.
It will give you this whole, like...
world of background.
Like, yeah, like, this broader... And it is an amazing run, too. Like, if you like X-Men and X stuff, like...
Yeah, good.
Brilliant. But I love that book. I actually... It's not a popular book. A lot of people
don't know why.
But
it was
probably
when it first came out. I don't know if something happened, but it's been great since...
It was like the seventh Avenger book that they
released. It's been great since number one. Since number one,
yep,
I've been completely hooked. And Uncanny Avengers, this is where it's all going down. Like, everything's going down in Uncanny Avengers. Anything that's going to happen in the Marvel Universe is happening right here in this book. I guarantee you the next big plot for the entire Marvel Universe is going to come out of this book.
Truth.
There's no question about it.
And the thing is like, you know, like I mentioned at the store earlier that, like, I have event fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
This book... feels like an event should. Mm-hmm. It's just just an Avengers title, but it feels event worthy.
Yeah.
Like all the stuff that's you know, that happened, you're just like, oh my god, this is so huge.
Yep.
The scale of this is immense.
Yes.
Like it's great.
Just mind blowing.
It's great.
And like it even sets up stuff that's not even gonna happen when we're all dead.
Yeah.
We're
yes,
all dead.
Yes, yes.
And what happened in this issue alone is gonna come back
and
to
I
haunt
read that
everyone
one yet either,
oh,
so I gotta get on
man.
That.
We got a new Sunfire, basically. It's not a brand new Sunfire. It's Sunfire still, but he's transformed completely. Badass. We have, again, plot devices everywhere set up for the next...
Don't call Kang the Conqueror a plot device.
He is not. But what happened, though, is a plot device that will definitely haunt the Marvel Universe 50 years from now. Guaranteed.
Nice.
Havok and Wasp are still married. Even though they were just married in that kind of future area, but they're still married now. She calls him husband and stuff like that in the current timeline. So that wasn't like altered and erased. That was a real thing. I won't talk about the daughter. people's faces are getting fucked up left and right. I don't know. is this book is all about faces getting fucked up. Like, fucked up faces left and right. That's faces. Sunfire got fucked up. Wolverine got fucked up, but he can regenerate that. Thor got... Captain America's face got fucked up. Havoc's face right now is the current fucked up face.
Nice.
And it's pretty awesome. This book is just phenomenal. Yeah. I can't even say enough words to like truly express what is going on
in Uncanny Avengers. I love Rick Remender.
Good fight scene. The one thing I did like about it as well is that I was glad that I started reading Hulk versus Iron Man. Because I'm not up to date on Iron Man, period.
Yeah,
actually.
I don't read Iron Man. I dropped it because I didn't like, what is his name? Karen Gillian. I didn't like his run, so I dropped it.
But there's stuff going on in Iron Man that I don't understand. But if I hadn't read a little bit more of this, I would have been even less understanding of what's going on here. Because there's the future Iron Man.
Right, right.
That Iron Man now created.
Mm-hmm.
And Iron Man... It's so weird to me. I don't get it. But I have a better understanding of the universe a little bit because of Hulk versus Iron Man. Because that future Iron Man... is in the current timeline now.
Right.
So that's why I was
confused.
Arno.
Yeah, Arno.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, the team... so good! So good!
That's
Rogue.
How I feel about Remender.
Rogue is Rogue. Awesome right now.
Really?
She absorbed the powers of of everyone.
Yes! She fought a Celestial.
She fought a Celestial because she's the true like meaning of unity. She, like, absorbed everyone's powers to fight a Celestial. All right, the powers are gone. All right. Scarlet Witch helped out, dispersed all the energies. Someone, however, is stuck in her body. That's all I'm going to say.
That's really hot.
What someone is stuck in her body, and I didn't see it coming. I didn't see it coming at all. So
is this how Thor becomes a woman?
Maybe.
Spoiler.
So, anyways, Uncanny Avengers, pick it up. If you haven't started reading from issue number one, read issue number one all the way to number 22.
Yep.
Because
and even go back to Uncanny X-Force if you want to.
Yeah.
It's almost like the prequel to this.
Yeah.
I know for a fact, because I've read interviews with Rick Remender, where he said that, like, I think he wrote, it was 35 issues, so 2.5 years-ish that he wrote Uncanny X-Force. He had a 5-year plan for it that was cut short. And then when they gave him that book, he was just like, well, I'm just going to keep going with it. You know, like, I still got mutants.
Yeah.
I can bring back the Apocalypse Twins.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
I can do all that stuff that I established in Uncanny. So if you want to get the full, like, you've just read this and you're like, holy shit, that's amazing.
Yeah.
If you go back, everything, it'll just be so, like, you'll just be like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Rick Remender, marry me. That's what
you'd
say.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. That's harsh, crazy words.
Wow.
I will. The only other thing too is that of the Dark Horse Rider people, what are they called? Horsemen.
The Four Horsemen. Yeah.
All right. At least three of them are currently alive and fine, and they are not leaving our universe. So there, three of them are back, and they haven't left. So they're still alive. All right. That's all I can say. It's so amazing. This book. I get so excited every time it's in my bed.
I need
a lot more.
Yeah. Leave me alone for a little while.
And Kang has been his best I've ever seen.
Yes.
Kang is, all right, stop. Put it away. All right, what do you got over there? Supreme Science, what's going on?
Supreme Science!
We're going to take this comic book and add baking soda.
The Scientist Supreme.
He's OP too. This is called Supreme Blue Rose. It's written by Warren Ellis, which is the only reason I picked it up. It may or may not have to do with the superhero Supreme, but we think it does. Yeah. Basically, this girl is an out-of-work reporter, and she gets hired by ultra-rich corporation guy. He's like, hey, no one's going to hire you. I'll hire you. Here's $300,000. Go. Go find some evidence for me. She's like, what do you want me to find? She's like, you know that plane crash that you heard about that happened over here? It wasn't a plane crash. I think it was a dude. And it was like, bring me. She's like, I don't even know what the fuck. He's like, just go. I don't give a shit. Just go.
Right, figure it out.
If you fail, then I just blew money. But Supreme as a character I like that they're bringing back an older Image character. like you said, you don't want to give money to Rob Liefeld. I completely agree. But whatever, if he can have a, you know, some sandwich.
Well, I mean, he doesn't have it. All he has is create. You know, he created it. Right. Like, he's not drawing it. He's not writing it. So it's minimal damage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The art in this book is crazy, and I definitely want Leander to look at it. Because Leander is hypercritical of art, so I want to know what Leander thinks of this. But the book is pretty good. It just follows her. Supreme does not even show up in the book once. And I have a feeling he won't for a while. It's very weird art. It's very, very different. It's just colorful. There's, like, drawing over drawing.
Why is there crayon markings all over it?
It looks like his kid just got a hold of it with a crayon. It's half digital, half regular.
That's weird. I dig it. I kind of dig it.
I like it, but I know Leander probably hates it.
No, I hate it.
I'm very specific about art, too, but...
Yeah. I mean...
Not like Leander.
Yeah.
Leander's very, very picky.
But that's
it's,
a good thing.
Okay, it's not the worst ever.
You don't have to like
it. I'm just having a tough time with it.
So I'm
but
happy.
The facial expressions are really good. I like the faces. Not that
one. That's actually that like that for a reason.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's part of the plot.
Alright, that makes sense. But, like, the faces on, like, this, like, I like that. That's a good drawing of these two females.
Mm-hmm.
I would totally pick up anything that has drawing that looks like that.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with that. But just not.
I would totally pick up either of them.
Aww. You don't know me well. And so, but they have crayons all over them. That's the only problem. But beyond that.
Yeah, no, the scribbles look weird.
Yeah.
I like the art, though.
But I will accept art that is reasonable along the lines of the story. Mm-hmm. If the crayon world that's going on there has a reason behind it, then I'm okay with that.
I don't know if it does. It's one of those things. Like, I read it. Is it just them trying to be super artistic? Right. Is it Warren Ellis just, like, being crazy like normal? And he's like, just do whatever the fuck. Just fucking draw crayon on it. Don't give a fuck. I'm writing 6 issues of Moon Knight, and I'm stopping.
Yeah, I feel like that's what Warren Ellis just says. Like, I don't give a fuck. That's his de facto.
My name commands dollars.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Well, because some of those panels, if I were to see them in an art gallery, I would give it, like, oh, that's actually really nice, actually. Mm. It's artsy. But it's too much for a comic book. One panel of that is fine. Totally fine. But the whole book like that, that's kind of weird.
It's a very odd book. I like the idea. I like that they're bringing back Supreme. Supreme, like, under Liefeld wasn't very good, but then they're like, let's have Alan Moore write Supreme. And then it's fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, the character is basically a Superman clone kind
yep.
of character.
Yep, I actually read it when it was first out on Image.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's what it was. And it was good, though. And, you know, maybe some of those older characters could come back. But, I mean, half of them are DC now. Like,
yeah.
Wildcats
yep.
is all DC and
yep.
all that shit. So, Gen 13. So, I don't know what else Image can actually come back. You know, Savage Dragon never left. Certain
nope.
things never left. But I like the book. It's different.
I
if you like weird Warren Ellis.
I almost, good. You know, I almost picked it up. I just, I'm a strict budget.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha.
Yeah.
No bullshit budget.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
I got one last one.
All right. Take us home.
It's not going to be any surprise to anyone what this
oh
is.
Oh, my God. But Rat Queens didn't come out this week.
X-Men.
Oh, okay.
Didn't read that yet.
It's regular X-Men.
Oh, man. You should have read some books.
Well, I'm behind because I didn't go to the store.
Right?
Yeah.
We should go to Taco Bell first and then go home to read.
I didn't go to the store last week. I missed a week because I was feeling lazy. So I came this week. So I have 2 weeks of books to catch up on.
Well, once again, Jubilee gets cover. Not surprising to anyone in this room.
Ryan Wood must love Jubilee.
As well he should. And this is a great cover. Like, she's totally vampired out, ready to bite someone's neck. And it's really a great scene. And it shows that Jubilee's still in vampire mode, which is good, I think, for now. Great book. Art has come back. I don't know who it is.
Really?
I don't know who it is.
Same artist?
I don't know. No, it can't be. Because they have faces.
I actually don't know who
this is. Who the Mendez person?
Yeah, I don't know who Paco Diaz. I don't know.
And maybe they switched artists because in the last book they switched artists in like back and forth. Because there are some panels in here that are kind of weird because they don't match the previous panel.
Just fucked and quit then.
Yeah, no, they do that because artists take forever and they want their books out on schedule. Like that Hulk, that Mark Waid Hulk book that took like 6 artists to finish. Because
right.
they're just like, come on, stop.
there, but Monet, for instance, M. She's beautiful. She's gorgeous. Like, that's the best face on M I've ever seen. It's very feminine and very strong-willed looking. I like it a lot for her. And Psylocke looks beautiful. Does she have a name? Marvel? What is her name? Like, what's her code name?
Rachel? Or Rachel Gray. That's just
Rachel
Gray.
Rachel and Storm.
Yeah.
They
don't have a code name now that you mentioned it. She's just her name. You know the gray women, you know, the whatever.
Jean Rachel.
Gray, Rachel. Yeah, you know, they never, true. You know.
Maybe Doctor Strange could get her a code name out of that book of his.
Maybe. Page 47 of the Book of Names.
Oh, you are now just gray.
Gray. Anyways, it's a great book. Shogo, Jubilee's child, plays a big role in this particular book.
About time.
Yeah.
She's doing nothing but crying and
shit. I know. Chimera, Storm's daughter from the future, from the alternate universe, or whatever, she plays her final act, and whatever that's going to be. So
what do you mean?
That's all I'm going to say.
What do you mean?
It's fine. I wasn't attached to her. Oh, my God. I wasn't attached to her.
You don't know what that means. That could mean multiple things. I'm just saying she does her final act for what's going on right now.
He's leaving this book in, like, two issues, too, anyway.
Yeah, isn't something... I heard something. Isn't he going to Moon Knight?
Yeah, he's going to Moon Knight.
And we get...
I don't know, but I'm probably going to drop it, because I don't trust anyone after him.
Yeah, that's I got to keep it because of Jubilee. I got to see what happens to her. Anyways, worth reading. It's been a really good run so far, and it continues to be good. The students... being integrated into the story was actually better than I thought it was going to be. It wasn't weird. Because I dropped Wolverine and the X-Men, so I would never have to see these kids ever again. And then they bring them into X-Men.
There was that great, I don't know what issue, if it was the last issue or the issue before, that great line with Psylocke where she's just like, you know, like, you guys should be scared because you're probably going to die. Because, like you know, like, just giving it to them straight. Uh-huh. Like, amazing. Uh-huh. Yeah, she's just like, no, be scared, because you're all going to die. This guy is serious business, and, you know.
It was, I mentioned it once before in the podcast. It was
maybe that's where I, you know,
It was basically, like, this kid was out after, like, bedtime or whatever. Like, this little elf, demon, mutant, whatever, was out walking around, and he was, like, crying. And he was like, oh, are they going to come hurt us again?
Yeah, I'm scared.
And so I was like, yeah, you're going to go back to your room right now. This is why we have curfew. They're going to come back and they're going to kill you. You go to bed, we'll take care of it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, all right. And that's what she does.
Fucking Psylocke rules.
Psylocke is awesome.
She's so great. And that's the other thing. She's in Uncanny X-Force and she's like the main character. Yeah. You got to read that book. Go to the store right now.
Open the store. I got keys. Let's go.
So anyways,
I'll lend you the comics. You gotta read it.
I'll have to read it. And Jubilee, again, she gets really, she gets her badass moment for a second. It doesn't last very long, for a very specific reason. There's a reason why, I can't tell.
Because Paul hates Jubilee.
But anyways, it's really good. So I'm gonna leave it at that.
Alright.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
I got Ryan excited about
everything. Oh, yeah, he did. He was flailing this around. You talk about X-Men, you talk about Rick Remender, and then I'm on board all the way.
Nice.
What's your review, Paul? What do you got for us?
Well, I haven't really read anything new, short of the first Teen Titans that just came out recently. I don't know if you guys gave that a go. Probably not, because you don't like DC.
I like DC, but I didn't give it a go.
Did you like it? It was good. I like the art. I didn't read any Teen Titans prior to this one, so, like, this is my first go at Titans. It was like, oh, it's a one, you know, I'll give it a go from the beginning. It was interesting, the characters, the way they were interacting was nice, and the art was really good. The story went really quick with no explanation of the bad guy. It was just kind of like, oh, there's a guy on a bus, go. And you're like, what? Who is he? What is he doing? And it, like, takes a really strange plot twist, and they just start jamming information down your throat, like... nonsensically almost. It's like, you need to know this, like, you got
info
time.
Dump.
Yeah, it's like, this is the first issue, baby steps, like, get me interested. And it dropped off with a character who I'm not familiar with. Essentially, I guess he has the abilities of, like, Elastic Man almost, where he can morph his body into different shapes.
Is it
and,
Elastic
like,
Man?
I don't think it is. But it ended on a note where, like, he was having a meltdown in public about how he's
socially acceptable as a mutant and as a homosexual. So it pushed the homosexual agenda with the mutant agenda, and that's how they ended. And I was just like, what is issue two? What the hell is that? So I'm like, I'm interested, but not in the Teen Titans sense. More of like,
what are they pulling for?
So I'm like, all right. He's a gay superhero. That's not the first time.
Right, it's not the first.
Maybe? Because
Bunker, he has like the half mask. Because he was an openly gay character, but I don't remember his powers doing that.
His hands turned into like...
he was right around on the bricks.
I wasn't
on
the worst thing.
Yeah, that's
okay. Hand turned into glitter.
Like, you're like sweating, like, I don't know where this is going.
And it was like...
His hands turn into what?
Bricks.
His hands turn into dicks.
They called him Dick Man.
He has a meltdown.
He's in public with 10 penis fingers losing his shit. No.
But bricks, I'm sorry. Bricks.
With a B.
Bricks.
But yeah, it was interesting that they took that for like the end of the issue, you know, like, oh, stay tuned because I'm gay and a superhero, and it was like, oh, I'm intrigued, actually.
And isn't he Hispanic, too?
Yes, he is.
Of course
yes.
He is. Throw as many things in there as possible.
Yeah, he's
actually not that bad of a character.
Right.
He's not offensive in any way, because I read the Teen Titans before.
That was offensive, the offensive one?
No.
I don't know.
Yeah. Teen Titans on
wait, no,
right,
no.
Right, that's what
I read the one before. You wouldn't believe shit they were
so
saying
offensive.
In there.
Because you did ride on dicks. It was
called him Bunker for a reason. You hunkered down in that shit.
Bring me all your penises. There's a sound bite for you. Well, I feel like this is over now.
I don't think you can go anywhere from there. So thank you for coming out, everybody.
Literally.
See, your review was perfect, Paul.
It's a good finish.
Things got weird when Paul reviewed.
Oh, jeez.
Glad I could be here.
That's why you don't give out last names. All right, well, thank you so much.
Great show, guys.